We're holding here Parshas Tazria Metzera, and at the end of the parasha over here, there is also, it goes through all the different types of Negoyim. At the very end of the parasha, we have the union of Nigei Bayis, Nigei Tzarasana Bayis. So it says, "Vaydava Shomesha Lemer, Ki Savoyal Eretz Kanana, Shinoisim Lechem Lachuza, Venasati Negei Tzaras, Beisaretz Achuzaschem." So the Pasuk says that when you come to Canaan, that's when there's going to be a nega in the Batim. Beforehand, there was no parasha of Negoyim, in Negei Batim. So Chazal say because they used to hide the jewelry, the Canaanim hid the jewelry in the walls, and they would knock it down, they would get the jewelry. Lamaisa, the word Canaan over here, Lachor just seems to be a shame near the Eretz Yisrael. It could have been anything really. In the Chazal over here, the Medrash Darshins on this parasha, specifically on Canaan, it goes into an Arichus. It says, Dova Achik is a royal Eretz Canaan, Shiva Amim Heim, Batayim Eretz Canaan. Why is it Dafke Eretz Canaan? So Chachamim say it's a remez because Canaan was loiker on the Aver of Chum. So Klal Yisrael here also, because the Aver is the Eretz, is loiker. And then it says that Eliezer Yotze Michlal Or L'chal Baruch Hadesh Shishimesh Oysi Tzadik. Because Eliezer was Mishamesh Avraham Avinu, he was Yotze Michlal Or L'chal Baruch. So Klal Yisrael is noy kovim de leim askam bekama lefikoch Moshe mazes Yisrael kisavol at Canaan. So does hora to Canaan that they should does hora of nigei batim is dafke tol neretz Canaan. It's very very unclear what the kesher is. In other words, Chazal is saying davera is the avera of Canaan. There's something when the parasha says kisavol eretz Canaan, it's being meramis something to do with the problems of Canaan, that, and you see that Canaan was mitakin himself by Eliezer becoming an Eved to Avram. Eliezer was a descendant of Canaan. So here also the figure of Moshe Mazes is talking about Canaan. It's very, very unclear what the remez is, what the kesher is. Notes, we're telling us that the Aveira, that Tumas Negoyim is coming to be Metakin, has something to do with the Aveira of Chum and Canaan, Klapi Noyach, and doesn't say, and therefore we have this parasha. So we have to try to understand what it is exactly that is the parasha of Canaan over here that is Shaykh to Tumas Negoyim in general, Negei Batim specifically, and why, and where is there a tikkun in this inyan to that? Second thing, there's a klal in halacha, generally speaking, that all of halacha is totally in Mara Eini Adayin. Whatever the Dayin sees, that's what it is. So you have in Chosh Mishpat, a lot of times brought down the Fira Oisene Adayin. In other words, the Dayan calls the shots as he sees it, and it's right. In all of your day, it's accepted that it's all totally in the perception of the person. Even if something is really, really there, but if it's not visible, it's not considered to be there, and so on. So generally speaking, in halacha, there's such a klal in a very general way. But over here in Tumas Negoyim, there seems to be a very specific issue of Dafka Tolui in Eini HaKoyen. The Pasuk constantly keeps saying that it's Tolui in Eini HaKoyen, and if the Koyen saw it, if the Koyen didn't see it, if the Koyen comes and the bias is dark, then it doesn't count. Everything is the Torah is Madgish through Eias Eini HaKoyen. That's one interesting point over here. Secondly, the fact that it's the Kohen. Lechura, Kohanim have to do with Avoda. That we understand. Psak, Yeridea, Hashemishpat, and so on, is totally with the Bezin, with Shaftim, with Skenim, with Dayanim. But over here you have an Inyan which is something that is not shayach to the world of Avodah Zarah Hamikdash exactly. You know, eventually bring a carbon, but until then, and yet the Kohen is the one that's the that decides over here. It's very, very, it's a unique parasha. So the parasha has two nekudas that the Torah gives us in adjudicating the union of Negoyim that is unique. First of all, it's Dafka, the Reois Eini HaKoyen, Mara Eini HaKoyen. Everything is really totally with Eini HaKoyen, obviously to a degree much bigger. For instance, it says if he opens up the house and it's dark, I mean, in any other time, if somebody shows you a Shaila, you open up the light, you take it outside. I mean, you don't look at it the way it is now. And over here, it's very, very... The perception is unique in how far it goes in passing the din, and secondly the hadgosha dafka kohanim and nobody else. So there's another nakuda that Chazal say that Chazal have a whole list of einshim for which negoyim come, and one of them is the tzoras ayin. It says okay, the Tzoras Ayin, as the Gemara Yuma says, is one of the reasons that it comes for. Tzoras Ayin, Pashtus means stingy. That's the Pashto. Somebody who doesn't Eino Tzar B'chaver L'chur is taich as being stingy. So Knan is Knan is somebody. The Aver of Chum was he didn't want to share the world with his brothers. He said, if two brothers couldn't run the world, four brothers would certainly be a big problem. And three brothers, and therefore he didn't want Noach to have any more children. So therefore he was able to, so therefore it's Mesarasim. But the Inyan was an Inyan of Tzarasayan. So Knan is a Mid of Tzarasayan. And Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk, the person who possesses the house, therefore it comes to Tzarasai. So we have a shtickel Pesach and understanding that it has a shaykhus with Knan's Mida Dafka. Knan's Mida being described as as being a Tzar Ayin. Knan being the one who did not allow. Knan was somebody who couldn't bear the thought of somebody else taking something from him, and therefore he was he did his avera, and that's why he's punished. And the goyim go around that theme. That is Chazal. So we have some connection, but it's still very hard to understand what exactly is the chait of the Tzarasayin and how does it transfer itself over to so on. There's also a Chassidish Remez, the Rav Tolly Ravshitzer says that Tzaras is Tzaras Ayin. Letters Tzaras Ayin, the Ayin is just a letter. Tzaras Ayin is what causes Tzaras. So so we have definitely the Nakuda there, but it's missing the Hezba and understanding what is Tzaras Ayin specifically, where does it come in over here, and so on. Let's talk about this Nakuda specifically and try to understand it. L'chura Tzaras Ayin to us is, if Tzaras Ayin means cheap, it's a lack of chesed. It's a lack of doing toif. It's the opposite of chesed. Another phrase to describe the opposite of chesed. The Maral has a whole nesiv, one on leiv toif and one on ayin toif. He says it on, and it's obvious because there was a machlokas, there was a vikuach in the Mishnah, what's important is ayin toif, chavet toif, and so on, or leiv toif. So ayin toif is distinct from leiv toif. There's a special nekuda called ayin toiv that's distinct from leiv toiv, and that's why the Maral made it into two separate prokim, because the Tana makes it into two separate inyanim. For us, who it's the same, a good-hearted person, a good-natured person, we call he has an ayin toiv, he's a leiv toiv, and so on. So the Maral gives a hezba in explaining the certain mile of ayin toiv of a leiv toiv. Let me say over pretty much the words that he says, the point that he says, and then we'll try to understand what the oimek is. He says somebody with a leiv toiv doesn't mind giving to the other person. somebody with an ayin toiv doesn't have the problem of somebody else becoming sholem and olo legdula. That's the way he describes it. That's the Maral's distinction, how he defines each one as being sabenti. What does it mean? What does it mean? This is to be he doesn't mind giving the other person, sharing the other person, and doesn't mind the other person's doula. So let's try to understand this, because they seem alike, but there's a world of difference. Let's say I'm a very wealthy person and I have a lot of money. Some people like using it for themselves. They want to buy all sorts of things, all sorts of schmances and so on. That is a person who's not a giving person. He enjoys having the things for himself. Begrudgingly, he'll give to somebody else. A person who has a lev toiv enjoys or is happy to give to somebody else. That is the normal mahalach of chesed, of atava, and so on and so forth. Let's take a second example. Let's take the same example, but let's look at it from a second side. If I'm an extraordinary wealthy person, then I first of all, I have a certain social distinction. I'm very, very chashev, I'm very wealthy. Secondly, let's say I have a business, and the business is booming, it's making kach v'kach, it's making $1 million a year. So now, if somebody else's business starts booming, certainly if it's competition, it's a problem. Because I say to myself, I manufacture tables. There's just so many tables that could possibly be used. Somebody else is coming along and he has manufacturing tables. He's taking away from my tables. Even if the person is not manufacturing tables, even if he's making cars, a person, there's a limited amount of income in the world, and if people will spend their money on cars more, they're going to spend less on tables. If most people are making $1 million a year, then my maimed recedes. I don't have, so what? Of course, I'm doing very, very well. So is everybody else. The understanding, the perception of things in the world is what they call in economics, it's a zero-sum total. And everything is bal karchach on the cheshbon of somebody else. So when I take a look around and I see things all around with different dargis of yesh, then everything that's yesh in the bria is coming at the cheshbon of everything else. At the end of the day, there's just so much yesh in the bria, and therefore any part that's yesh is at Megareya from another Yeshus. That is a certain tfisa of the Bria. And therefore, if I see another person being Matzliach Mitzaratzmai, so if I have all the money by me and I'm giving the other the people, so what I gave the other person, I'm missing in comforts. I can't buy as many things as I wanted to, but it's not Megareya my Mitzias, because the other person is getting it from me. But to see the other person become a mutzlach or a sholem or a chosh or whatever it is, that bal karchach is a my cheshbon. That is the two different perspectives, two different kochos hanefesh on relating to things in the world around me. In the elchura, it's right. It's emes, is it not? In other words, there's just X amount to go around the world, and if there's just so much money available, and if people are spending it on cars, they're not spending it on boats. If they're spending it on boats, they're not spending it on tables. Everything is on the head of something else. That is a perception of the Bria that Lechura strikes us as emes. So let's understand where and where not. Where is it emes? Where is it not emes? Why is it not emes? That mida is called tsaras ayin specifically. In other words, like this: I can be tofes the world as a given. as a finite given mitzvah. This is the world. And therefore, in the world of things that are finite, in yesh miyesh, things are limited. That's my tefisa de bria. There's a second tefisa in the bria, and that is a tefisa of bracha. In other words, things, HaKadosh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, vayizah b'shanahi, and he had mea times what he put in, that's called bracha. For us, we've said many times, the closest we can get to a tefisa of yesh me'ayin is bracha. Most people, if they put in 10 hours in the business, they get $1,000 out of it. I put in 10 hours, I get $100,000 out of it. Is it yesh me'ayin? Not yesh me'ayin, there's a yesh over there. But what comes out is shalei kifi, the erech of what was put in. So there's a tefisa in the bria of yesh miyesh, and there's a tefisa in the bria brachadik. Things on isbarech from themselves. Each nekuda that grows in the world is a birchas Hashem, and b'meila there's no bracha to birchas Hashem. Hasikta yad Hashem. Hasikta yad Hashem doesn't mean can give more. It means that every single nekuda gets its own sheirish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's yoinik from itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The male one has to do with the other. So just like if I have houses on the earth and someone has houses on Mars, one is not slice to the other. The same thing if I have a house and someone else has a house, each one is being yoinik separately. That the seat of that distinction it lies in the eye. It's not the lave that's the primary nekuda. The lave can be happy for giving or happy for taking. But how do I see the world around me? Tsaras ayin, the word tsar means bounded, limited. It's with a gvul. A tsar ayin sees the bria as being limited. This is it. The eye is the chelek. So lemashal, this is the tricky part. When an eye sees a well full of water, the eye can only see things that have limits, that have boundaries. So my field of vision is a well that contains X amount of gallons of water. The inyan that as much as I keep drawing from the well, it will keep refilling, is something that the eye doesn't see. The eye sees only the top of the iceberg. The eye b'teva is something that can only be tefis a limit. The eye in its tefisa limits everything. If I see a man and a woman, what do I see? Two people. The fact that they can produce 20 people, the fact that they can be moiled, yesh mayim, the eye can't see that. So the eye has a natural bias, an innate bias of tsaras ayin, and therefore the tsaras ayin means that the eye, by looking at something, its first perception is a limiting perception of that which is around it, and that's called tsaras ayin. Chazal say, Toiv ayin hu yivarech. The Gemara says, you give a koishal bracha, the one who should be mevarech is a toiv ayin. The Gemara Saita says, that a toiv, because it says, Toiv ayin hu yivarech. In other words, you can't give a bracha to somebody if your own tfisa is not brachadik. If you dehere things, if I dehere that the world is finite, so if I give somebody a bracha, he should be very wealthy. So I'm saying that everybody else should not have so much money. If I'm not giving him a bracha, because where's the bracha chal? I can't take from anybody else to give him. So where's there the hair of bracha over there? If somebody should be a very big talmud chacham, if being a very big talmud chacham is as vis-a-vis everybody else, then that's not a bracha. That's in a sense it's a kalala with a bracha. I'm being mekal other people to be smaller than you in a sense. and there's no mahalach of bracha. A toiv ayin is somebody whose own deher is brachadik. He deheres that things come from a mocker of its own, and therefore it can be nisbarech, and one has no shares with the other. You can open up each faucet, and each faucet comes from a different tank. So normally when five different people are trying to draw water from one tank, the pressure goes down and the hot water gets used up very quickly. If each one has a different tank, one has no chance to the other. Each one is drawing from its own tank. That is why a toiv ayin dafka should be mevarech, because in toivas ayin lies the hair where the person deheres the bracha behind the yesh that's in the world. Of the people that were given that koyach of bracha, Kohanim are the mevarchim of Klal Yisrael. Kohanim are the ones that are mevarich Klal Yisrael, and therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave bracha to Kohanim, Bal Korcho Kohanim are the Tevi Ayin. And there's a pasuk fit. It says in the pasuk that V'yotze Ayin Achicha L'Krasecha V'Ruacha V'Somach B'Liboy. It says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to become the Navi of Klal Yisrael because it'd be Aaron. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he will greet you. V'ruacha, he'll see you. V'sambaliba. What's the v'ruacha? He'll see you. I mean, when he finds out about it, I mean, the seeing. There's nothing to see about Moshe Rabbeinu that he's a navi. Where is it? He should say, Aaron Achicha will be somach b'libay when it's going to happen. What is the v'ruacha? I mean, where does Re'iyah come in over here? Chazal say over the Lashon in the Medrash is that Moshe Rabbeinu said Aaron is already a Navi for 80 years. How do I go into his tchum? I'm invading his turf. And it says umetzar. The word meitzah means to be upset, but meitzah means specifically in the sense of like tzar. In other words, what I'm doing is I'm cramping him in. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Moshe Rabbeinu's time was my nevuah is taking away from Aaron HaKohen's nevuah. It's nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one source of nevuah, so to speak, and a taken away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Aaron is somebody that v'ruacha v'samach b'livoy. His tfisa is re'iyah is toiv ayin. His re'iyah is a re'iyah of toiv ayin, and b'meila he'll be samach b'liboy because he's not the herring that he has a tchum, and if his tchum was a mill on a mill, you're going to be taking away from that mill. He's the herring that everybody's yonik from a kadosh baruch from a shayrish, and that's that. And b'meila there's not going to be any kinah. And because the world of Kehuna, because Aaron HaKohen was the mucker of Tevis Ayin, B'meila, he's the V'koyseh Baruch Hu Bracha goes to Aaron, because Tev Ayin Hu Yevarech. You find the same interesting thing by Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, Chazal say that they have to go out, the Zkenim and so on, they go out to a place that was never used. Nachal Eson is a place that doesn't give any payers, and you can't use it afterwards. It's a place that produces no fruit. And Chazal say it's mida keneged mida. When you kill somebody, more than the killing of the person himself, there is the potential that was there, the bracha that was there. The pasuk says, "What is who goes out?" It says the skenim. Then it says, "V'nikshu kohanim b'nei Levi." The kohanim b'nei Levi go over. Why? Kibam b'cha Hashem lekechol l'sharosar levarach b'shem Hashem, because they're the ones that are over Hashem and levarach Hashem. Val piyim yekol riv v'chol noga, and they take care of fights and the goyim. So middle of the fights, I could understand that it's going on the because somebody hit him. There was an argument, whatever it was. But what's the parashat that goyim have to do over here? And the fact that they were chosen to be mevarich, middle avoda, you could say egla rufa is kind of an avoda of sorts. But why bracha? The teretz is because the kapara, the mechaprim, if the avera is that the bracha was nistatim, that this person's potential was stopped short, then the mechaprim are the people that are able to draw bracha in Klal Yisrael by being mevarech Klal Yisrael, and the fact that they have the shayches with negoyim, that's where they come in. That's why negoyim are shayech to kilu mida keneged mida of Kanaan. When you come to Kanaan, So that's where the parish of Nigei Batim comes in, because Knan is the sheirish of Tzaras Ayin in the Bria. Knan, they heard that every single person's parnasa is on the cheshm of everyone else's, and therefore, as many kids as you have, that's how many it will have to be divided. If Noach will have another son, you'll have to divide up a few more ways. That's called Aru. He was cursed because he was the hefech of bracha. Cursing means that something is not productive, that something is not par v'ravadik. Kanan was almost a lishitasei. His father, he deheard that the world is not par v'ravadik. He deherd the tsuris ayin, the limit of everything there is in the world, and therefore, if Noach was to be reproductive, it would dry out the world. He therefore turned Noach into somebody who could not reproduce anymore, and his own klal is he became Or. When Eliezer was mishamish Avram, totally selflessly, that's where there was the hair that Avram's gedula could be nimshach to everyone else. It's not everyone doesn't. Everything's not in cheshbon everybody else. But Avram's gedula is a godless that enriches the entire world, including Eliezer. That's where he was yotze michlal aro to baruch. In our parsha, the parsha of negoyim is also like that. The person, when a person becomes isolated from everyone else, it's the pshat because his own metzias became divorced from the metzias of the klal. His own metzias is kila techeshma klal. As long as a person is with the klal, everybody eats from the same plate. Once he leaves, he needs his own separate metzias. It's so to speak to teach the person that in it. Let's hear it a little bit more. But first, I want to go to one or two other, finish up this nekuda, and then we'll try to hear a little bit more on the personal level of Lashon Hara and so on. By the chet of Eitz Hadas, it says, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that the Nachash came along to Adam and told him, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to eat from Eitz Hadas? Because of Tzaras Ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is scared that you're going to also become a Lakim, and he'll have to split the mouths of you. That's what Pirkei Avos says his taina was. The klala of it was, he himself became Aror. In other words, the metzias of klala, where the earth doesn't produce anymore, was brought in by that. There's a mida keneged mida. He came along and he said, there's a tzaras, he accused HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being tzaras ayin, that there's only room for one alikus, and he could become alikus, tzaras ayin lamala. The oinishvit was that he himself became mekulal. In other words, it stopped being, the earth doesn't give any more its koyach to you, you having children is difficult. The metzias of klala, where instead of, like it says, Chazal Shnayim Olam Mitavarba Yardu, where bracha is innate to the bria, bracha became extant, and the bria itself became very reluctant to be nizbarach. That was the mida keneged mida in that mahalach. There's another chazal, a fascinating chazal that l'chura almost has no pshat, and when you understand it with the seifin, you understand the chazal. It says that Iyov, it's a gemara in Babaset after Zion, Iyov complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribbono Shalom, maybe you made a mistake. Maybe is chalav l'cho Iyov v'ayiv. When you were looking through your gzeiris, what to do with people, you thought I was oyev, and that's why I'm getting all this punishment. That was a taina that Iyov had klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, how could you possibly say it? Is if a person has hairs on his head, if every hair has its own root or its own space where it's yonic from, if two hairs were ever to be yonic from one, a person's eyesight would become metushtash and he couldn't see. Every drop of rain comes from its own tfus. If two drops would come from one tfus, it would be mistashtish, and the bria, and it would not be able to fertilize the trees and so on and so forth. And then it says also the clouds and the koilus that they produce, the same thing. Very, very strange. What does it mean? Like, what is it? I mean, first of all, we're not even aware. It's not a muscle from Teva. We're just not. I mean, what are Chazal trying to say over here? The Teretz is like this. The Eov's kfira, Eov's taina was that there's one anhaga, and each prat splits that anhaga. So, for instance, if a person walks into a dining room and he has to feed 50 people, and there's one pot, he gives it out to 50 people. Yeah. So sometimes the reason why the last guy was left with very little is because everyone else took already. My hug is I have to get X amount of people. I have X amount of people. I have, this one is gzardin. This is his son. This is his gzardin. So you can mix up the gzardinim. In other words, if we're all part of one kalal, so I have a long list. Sometimes things get mixed up. Eov understood the hashkacha to be klaliistic, and each individual prat being part of that klal. That's a deher of tzaras ayin. That's a deher of this is the limit, and everything is taking from here. And therefore, if so and so, this one is given misa, it's expensive. That person is given chayim, and vice versa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, rain and clouds are the mucker of bracha in the world. Water causes things to grow, quote unquote, yesh mayim. You walk out after rain, everything is blossoming, the world is alive. Rain comes because each drop has its own sheirish. It's not a watering can where everything comes from one pile, because there could not be moilet bracha. Things that are not shayach to the world of bracha are not shayach to the world of things that are not shayach to the world of bracha cannot be mevarach. Something which is itself part of the metzias of tzaras ayin has no bracha to it. Something which is part of the metzias of tzaras ayin has a bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him every raindrop comes from its own sheirish, because it's Gishmi Bracha. That's the Bracha in Gshamim. Every cloud has its own, it's the koilas that the clouds give out. In Tzuras Adam, whatever Cyrus are, but the point is, a person could not see, the Chazal were medaktik, there is if there's toiv ayin and there's ayin ra, it would if in the person's own mitzvahs things were yonik at the price of each other, then if all of the body's avarim had to be yonik for one place at the expense of each other, so a healthy liver would mean a not so healthy kidney because one is taking more than the other. Each chelik of a person has its own tala, has its own canal, has its own nima, where it's coming from, and each one is misbarach from itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eov, the mitzias of the world would be doomed to dry out and to die if it wouldn't have its own yinika. If the yinika of the world was zero sum total, everything at the price, everything coming from one mucker, that would go. That's what I could. That was the dusiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eov. Let's come back to our Indian in the practical nekuda. Everyone knows that Chazal say that the goyim come because of lashon hara, and obviously I'd like to understand lashon hara in context of tzaras ayin, and let's try to understand what prompts a presentation of lashon hara. Why is it that if someone comes and tells me this other person is so and so accomplished, I've got to knock it? So let's take an example. Let's say I pride myself on being a great pianist, and someone comes and tells me about how there's another guy who's a phenomenal scientist. I don't have a problem with that. I don't feel any. I have zero yitzhara to say a little lashon hara and say, well, he's not as a big scientist as you think he is. Doesn't stare me. If someone else comes along and says, you should know, you're good, but I heard this other guy and he's really very, very good, I'll say, you know, it looks like that, but it's not exactly like that, and I'll find a lot of little ways how to cut him down. Why? Because my standing and my stature is always relative to him. If he's great, then I'm so-so. If he's not good, then I'm great. My deher of my metzias is always within everybody else. That is tzaras ayin in its most essential form. We have a bria, just like in a classroom. Honestly speaking, a teacher stands in front of a classroom. His evaluation of students is always on a curve. No, nobody honestly says, each and every one is gewaldig, fantastic, awesome. There is the best, and there's the good, and there's the weak, and there's the very difficult. And it'll always, that's the way we look at things. We always grade things by things. But a father with children is usually different. He has a feeling for each one. There's also sometimes a tishtush, but a person of bracha is something that the hearing what the mitzias of the world is the sheirish of the type of kaychas nefesh that give rise to these two mahalchim. And it's more than just a midrash. It's the most. It's a very spiritual thing. A person that deheres the world gashmistic, even in a finer sense, even on that learning, he deheres the world as being X amount of people and vying to be the great Talmud Chacham. If you deher it that way, that is tzaras ayin. It's the first deher of a person, because just like anything physical, we have a hard time deherring things in a way that's abstract. A person is a tsar ayin to start with. Person looks around the bria, his eye takes a snapshot of everything, and he says, which is best, which is good, which is worst. That is a person's tfisa. Lashon hara is an inevitable byproduct. A person could be zohir on lashon hara. He has to work on, I shouldn't say this, I shouldn't say this, I shouldn't say this, I shouldn't say this. The real shayrish is, I shouldn't feel it. Just like I don't have a problem if someone comes and tells me along, this person is a phenomenal baseball player. It does not induce in me any sense of need to speak bad of him. It doesn't bother me. It's not my world. I'm not competing on that plane. It's a different planet for me. But if a person comes and tells me something nice about somebody that's on the turf that I'm competing, my mind starts immediately finding little problems. The shirish of Bein Adam Lechaveiroi is really a very amuk bein adam lemakom, a very amuk amkustik tfisa in the bria, and it means making a switch and understanding. Every single person stands alone. Every single person stands alone in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Iyov. Every single Tipas Geshem in the Bria is Yoinek, it comes from its own tfus. If someone else has, I don't not have because he has. I don't not have because I don't not have. And everything that is, anything that's shaykh to me is shaykh to me because it's shaykh to me. It has nothing to do with what the other person does have. If I'm overshadowed by somebody constantly, it's difficult. But it's not, my situation is difficult not because I'm overshadowed by the person, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's put me into a situation of difficulties. And one echatims is to have somebody overshadow me. But the tsarus that I have is not by the other person. The herin, the bria, as each person being individually mechubot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the emes in Ben Olam HaMakom. It's the emes in emuna. Eov's kfira was because he said it's one. It's not the pshat. Every person has his own sefer chayim and own sefer mavis. There's a big sefer and a big sefer. Eov can become his chalif with oyev. There is no big sefer. Every single person is zetolus adam. This is, he's a sefer. He's a complete sefer, and his din is his din between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. B'meila, everything around me does not infringe on my metzias. It's a switch. It's a lifetime of avodah, because you're talking about the most fundamental tfisa of a person, of things around him. It's hefech gashmias. It's hefech the herring. But a person who has that tfisa becomes an isbarech. Everything around him becomes full of bracha. The veracha, the son of Levi, when Aaron takes a look at you and he sees you in your gdula, his reaction is simcha. It's not a musa shumus, ach, gewaldig, gewaldig. Just like if a person walks into his garden, every flower that blossoms and every tree that opened up, he's besimcha. And one is not a steer to the other because they're all mine, they're all shayat to me. The world around me is not at my expense. The world around me, each thing flowers because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it its tipas geshem from its own tfus. The herring things around it like that, it's not the pshat. A person, as we get closer to that midah, we need less and less to be zohir about our lashon, because we don't even see the problem. We don't see the steer it ourselves. Just like in other mekaneh bibno and talmido, because he sees it as himself. If a person sees every single bria as distinct, everything having its own mitzias, every sara in his body being yonik from a different guma, and b'meila every nivra being yonik something else, the person becomes cooler. The person is hafich from the klala that's in us of tzarasayin to bracha, and the person himself becomes toivayin yivarech a nice increase of bracha ela l'toivayin.